Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Red Cross is hoping you'll be giving the gift of life-saving blood this holiday season. They're holding their 21st annual winter holiday blood drive over the 2 days leading up to Christmas. Organizers say this time of year is challenging for the nation's blood supply. With hectic holiday schedules and seasonal illnesses, they say many people delay donating blood, which can delay treatment for patients relying on blood donations. Donation times on December 23rd are from 10 to 3 at the Ashwaubenon Community Center and on December 24th from 7 a.m. to noon at Howard Village Hall. The Red Cross is thanking those who come out with a long-sleeve Red Cross t-shirt while supplies last. Governor Tony Evers has vetoed 9 bills, including one that would bar people here illegally from getting badger care, which is already illegal under federal law. Republicans say they were worried people without legal status could sign up for the state's Medicaid program. In his veto message, the governor said Republicans were trying to, quote, prevent problems they admit do not exist, all for the sake of trying to push polarizing political rhetoric. Some of the other bills Evers vetoed included big changes to unemployment insurance, making it easier for people to file lawsuits over elections complaints after the Elections Commission dismisses them, delaying changes to building codes, which has been an issue for a decade, a ban on guaranteed income programs. About 150 Wisconsin towns, villages, and cities and counties have tried them, guaranteeing military recruiters access to high schools, and adding new requirements for people getting emotional support animals. Another popular holiday parade has been canceled due to winter weather. Not because of bitter cold, though. This time, it's snow. The Lakeshore Holiday Parade, scheduled for tonight in Manitowoc, has been canceled. The city sent the cancellation notice out yesterday ahead of the incoming storm. Manitowoc leaders say city crews will be focused on storm cleanup throughout the day, and without knowing how severe the storm would be, it's difficult to ensure downtown could be prepared safely. There's no makeup date scheduled, but you can still enter your float in the parade contest. The city's asking parade participants to share photos of their floats. Visit Manitowoc will share those photos on Facebook, and they say prizes will be awarded and announced to the public. It wasn't the snow that caused Surrey Public Schools to close early yesterday, but a bomb threat a student made on their Chromebook, according to authorities. Parents were notified just before noon that the school was being evacuated and directed to pick their kids up at a reunification site. O'Connell County Sheriff's deputies say the student typed, "I have a bomb," and the school's secure technology monitoring system alerted administrators. The school superintendent sent notification that all students were safe and local law enforcement was providing assistance. Authorities say they have identified a person of interest. School is back in session today. The Brown County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help finding 2 people they say committed bank fraud in Bellevue back in May. Sheriff's deputies say a man and a woman with a child walked into the Nicolet National Bank on Monroe and engaged in fraudulent activity. That's the branch near Target on the east side. Anyone with information is asked to call the Brown County Sheriff's Department. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watching Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddie Peralta. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 26. The wind northwest at 15 to 25 this morning, 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 5 above tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.